This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object,
presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. You know, I talk about it all the time, but I don't do some of the, I don't give some of the details to people using guns in self-defense. And that's probably because I leave that to my friend who is joining us again. It's been a little while since he's been with us, but you can find his work at selfdefensegunstories.com. He's also with the Polite Society podcast, and he writes at the Slow Facts WordPress blog. He writes for ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand. I could just keep on going, but I just pass out due to losing my wind. So, joining us again is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Bill. And now that the weather's calmed down, your life is settled, you're going to be back up on your bike. I expect your wind to improve any day.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been thinking. Now that it wasn't so much about the hurricanes or anything, it was going to be about the heat.
Yeah. We had hurricanes pass through here, and the temperature dropped 20 degrees. For a minute, we thought fall's here. Well, we fixed that. 3 days later. Oh well.
Well, I've been going to the gym though to get pumped. So.
Good job, Arnold.
So that's been going on. So, self-defense gun stories. This happens thousands of times a day, right? It happens thousands of times a day. In a typical podcast, how many do you cover?
I just cover three because for a very simple reason, not everything we hear about that's successful was good.
Right.
Sometimes people with a gun are lucky. So we say, here's what they did. It worked. That's great. What would you and I want to take away from it? Both the there's obvious success, but also areas for improvement. And we cover it in the segment. We cover those three in 15 minutes.
Wow. Now, typically with self-defense gun stories, you bring in a instructor, and you guys sort of pull the details down. And does he give, his assessment of the way things went?
Absolutely. I'll read the stories. He gives an assessment. And not only that, we have to bring it, make it real. This assessment, here's what you should do. Well, how the heck do you learn to do that? Most of the people we talk about didn't have any training. So where do your students learn this? How advanced would they be when they'd learn that? How do they practice it? Because when we're done, I want people to turn around and go, I could do that.
Yeah. So, the thing about it, let me ask you this question. With any of, have you ever actually spoken with any of these people?
Have I spoken with any of them? Wow.
Well, see, the question I would ask would be, have you heard, prior to your self-defense incident, were you aware of how often this happens? Or are you only just aware now since it's happened? Because I would find that to be interesting. But, this is just me.
I do. Most times, grandma grabbed the gun that she'd had in the kitchen cabinet forever. Look, that's not a training. That's why we have to talk about it, because that's not the method we recommend. We want you familiar with your self-defense tool, whether it's a fire extinguisher, a first aid kit, or a firearm. But that's, unfortunately, not enough people are taking training. And what's amazing is you'll periodically get somebody who goes, I was trained. I did train for this. It pretty much happened the way I trained for it. Yeah, those are noteworthy. I read one I read one. I didn't pull it on the podcast because of some other things the person did that I don't. I choose the examples that I want to explain, not rather than those that I might have to explain.
Right. Okay. So we got about 5 minutes left in this segment, actually four. Okay. Have you got a short self-defense gun story we can lead off with?
Let's lead off with this one. This is about a 69-year-old woman out all day, comes home. Oh, my gosh, her house has been broken into. She walks in. Her side door has been pried open. Walks in. Hey, not only did they break in, they took some things. She calls police. They take a report. She goes about her business till 11 o'clock that night. She hears somebody prying through her damaged and now repaired side door. Somebody came back for another bite at the apple. This time, grandma's home and armed. The intruder steps in. She shoots him. She calls police. This time, police don't take a report. They drive like bats out of Hades to get there in a hurry. And this is in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Okay, what did grandma do right? What did she do wrong? Well, okay, first thing, we're all really happy grandma's okay.
Right.
But if your place is damaged, don't play Detective Friday. Hey, police officer, you get paid for this. You go find out what's inside my house. You don't have to do it. You pay them for it. They're glad to do it. It's part of their job. In this case, in the afternoon when she arrived home, wouldn't have turned out any different. The other is, if you're in your home, and this is always a judgment call, we see more and more daytime robberies. People knock on the home. No one's home. They come in around the side and break in. So the knock at the front door is an investigation. They don't want a hot robbery. But, okay, in this case, the person came there during the day. No one was home. They thought no one was living there. Okay, you hear somebody breaking in, a commotion, entry sounds. And as one of my instructor, Tony Simon, says, look, he's a locksmith. He goes, I break down doors all the time. I know what it sounds like. He's the oddity. Most of us don't. You hear right. An unusual sound. This is where it's a judgment call. Do you want to try and turn on the lights to establish that you're home? Or do you want to have the advantage of having an intruder perhaps silhouetted against an outside light as he comes through a door? I don't know whether you're protecting people behind you if you've got your family there, or whether you just assume, hey, turn on the lights, let them run. All kinds of decisions, none of which, even though they sound very simple, you're not going to have time to think about any of them except now ahead of the time. So grandma waits. The guy comes in. She shoots. He runs. She calls. You know, that's so typical. That is, there are two prototypical stories that I have. They fall into two broad categories. Somebody tries to break in the house. They see the thief sees somebody with a gun. They go, you know what? I'm going to find an easier target tonight. They bail back out the door. The other is they continue the attack. Grandma stops them. They run away. What does it mean if they run away? Bill, it's a psychological stop.
Right.
If they ran away, they could have run toward you. You didn't literally stop them in their tracks. You put enough hurt on them that they went, not what I wanted to do tonight. Let me get out of here. So the great news is criminals can usually be deterred by a light coming on. If it's an automatic light outside, that usually doesn't do it. They want to see a light in the home.
Right.
These days, there are, I don't have one yet because I'm an old fart, just still learning the ropes here. You know, you can get these doorbells that have a camera in them. My gosh, what a great idea.
Well, I'm going to look into those myself. Coming up on the first break, selfdefensegunstories.com, Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, Polite Society podcast. This goes on and on. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I myself want to try a bug assault. Have you, is that, that's the first time I've ever heard that, Jason. Is that the first time you've ever heard that? Must be. Joining me tonight from Polite Society Podcast, from Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast, from Slow Facts WordPress Blog, from FlashDaily.com, from Amoland.com, and who knows wherever else he gets printed out. I don't know if you know, to be honest with you, is Rob Morse. And we're talking Self Defense Gun Stories this evening. So, You don't really know how many people republish your stuff, do you?
A few when I see the links and shares when it goes up on AMLAN.
Right. But I mean, like, I know an aggregator called Keep It Bear Arms, which I think may have something to do with 2AF, gets your stuff
right
from Ammo Land or from somewhere, and they reprint right it. So it gets shared all over the place, all over the land. So did everything come out good on your end? Because you were in Louisiana. Was Harvey okay with you? Did you?
Yeah, Harvey passed west of us, drowned the river valley to our west, and after it passed, I went to Orange, Texas, and helped some people. They'd lived in their home over 45 years, and this is the first time water had been in their home. The Sabine River, the border between Louisiana and Texas, pushed floodwaters several miles inland away from the riverbanks, and they needed help right then. It was great to help them.
Now, you live in Lake Charles, right?
I do, sir.
Is that prone to flooding?
It has. And if you, you know, there are places in this area where they racked up 24 inches of rain in 2 days. So it can happen. Fortunately, that didn't happen to us. By the time the eye kept passed over me, I was just north of Lake Charles. But by the time that happened, it was kind of a nothing burger.
Now, Lake Charles, as far as now, that's relatively close to Fort Polk, isn't it? It's within driving distance of Lake
Hour and a half, Polk. 2 hours north of us, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys when I was stationed at Fort Polk used to go to Lake Charles. Before you get into the next story, one thing that I was concerned with, because we got a whole lot of Harvey rain and wind here, and then we were expecting a lot of Irma wind here where I live, and I'm in the upstate of South Carolina. And we did not get that. And for me, that is a really good thing because as I took stock and I'm looking around, I was like, okay, I got this kind of gun, I got that kind of gun, I got this kind of ammo, I got this, I got that, I got some food, I got some water. I was still woefully unprepared. In Lake Charles, was the Morse family ready to ride?
We were well prepared. You at least have some elevation. We're 40 miles from the ocean and 18 feet high, so if you drop enough water around here, it looks like you tipped over the margarita pitcher on a pool table. Everything's wet. That said, some people are in worse situations than we are. We're relatively immune. I spoke to a young engineer, works nearby. He lives near the river. He's 10 feet above it. He goes, you know, you think 10 feet's pretty high when you're carrying the groceries, but when your family's still in the home and the water is only 2 feet below the bottom of the beams that are form the floor of your house, 10 feet above the river doesn't seem nearly enough. So, you know, everybody thinks they're prepped until they get drowned by enough water.
Yeah. I saw something come out of this, out of Texas, called the Aqua Dam. Have you seen that?
One of my neighbors put one up. Yep.
That seems like whoever came up with that is sitting on a beach somewhere with one of those drinks with a little umbrella in it.
Little umbrella. I hope so. I hope so. The good news is, okay, let's explain it. Everybody wishes they had a berm around their house as the water rises.
Right.
Moving a lot of dirt is hard, so they essentially put an inflatable balloon around your house, except rather than being filled with air, it's filled with water, and you have to make it, you know, high enough that water laps up to it but won't go over it.
Right.
And the good thing about being filled with water, the top's always level.
Yep. And it's heavy enough to where nothing's going to get up under it, too.
Yes, it offers some compression to the soil underneath it so it won't erode, right?
Right, right. I saw those things. I mean, I thought that was the most ingenious thing I'd ever seen. And were there any self-defense gun stories that came out of that, out of what happened in Texas and such?
We did, but I thought you and I talked about those. We can go over them. Now, we only have, what, 2 minutes? Two and a half, three?
Yeah, but we can do that in the next segment. We can continue talking.
Right.
I mean, as far as your kit, if you had, would you run or would you stay? Would you hunker down and stay?
That all depends. We thought we were going to run because Harvey, you know, had been really played up, and then it kind of backed up, did nothing, stayed in the Gulf, got weaker, finally came ashore.
Right.
Two of my instructors live in the ones that I use on my podcast, and I've actually trained with them, Jeff and Robin Street. They were in Naples, Florida, and they thought they were going to get hammered. And fortunately, you know, came ashore by the time it got to them was category one or two. I've heard a lot of people say that if it's category three or better, just walk away. Just, you know, grab the things you need and leave. Because
right.
The probability, I mean, it's like trying to ride out a 12-hour tornado. It's really, it's psychologically tough, and your house is probably going to get trashed, so.
One thing I've wondered about this is, like, if you are a gun owner and you've been a gun owner for a bit, you may have more guns than you're going to run out the door with, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, I'm waiting to see somebody that designs a truly secure, non-removable, totally hidden gun safe type enclosure thing. If they've already got one, you can tell me about it when you get a chance to, I guess. But if you don't, if they don't, that'd be something I'd be interested in seeing, because I see places that hide guns, you know, all the concealment furniture and everything else. And then I see gun safes, but I've never seen a combination of those two things.
What you want is the old secret room.
I want the secret passageway, that's right. And I would have had it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids. So anyway, Rob Morris, you can find him at Self Defense Gun Stores. You can find him at Slow Facts WordPress Blog. You can find him at Clash Daily with the very shy and retiring Doug Giles. You can find him at Ammoland, and he is a part of the excellent ensemble cast that is the Polite Society Podcast. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. If it sounds like me and Rob have just been chewing the fat, that's because I haven't talked to him in a while since all these storms and everything happened. So I was just catching up with my man. He's the man behind Self-Defense Gun Stories, in addition to so many other things. And now we're going to move on to some more Self-Defense Gun Stories. What have you got on that?
Well, let's go to our hurricane that we mentioned. And okay, this was in, as you mentioned, South Texas. This guy's a veteran. He knows what to do. It's not his first hurricane. He knows. On the Gulf, it brings a lot of wind and rain. He decides to ride it out. A truth about the Bayou City, Houston, and the surrounding areas, the roads are often in the down at the bottom of a river valley. They tend to flood out pretty quickly. So the bad news is that the bad guys know that too. So as soon as it starts to rain heavily, they know the police can be slow to respond.
Right.
Guys there, lights flicker, lights go out, roar of the storm, and he hears something that he shouldn't. He doesn't know whether it's part of his house being blown off by the storm. Wasn't quite noisy enough for that. No, it's a guy breaking in his side door at 11 at night.
Goodness.
Yeah, what do you do now? Well, okay, let's think about this. We talked about Grandma, who was 69. Maybe she had an excuse to see somebody silhouetted against an emergency light. I'm pretty sure this is darker than dark. On the other hand, that doesn't give you carte blanche. You need to be prepared here. Really, really need. Here's why. You need a flashlight. Is this a relative that's broken down? Is this a neighbor whose house has been damaged? He's seeking shelter from the storm. Is it an emergency worker? Is it a cop saying, hey, we're evacuating, we need you to, you need to, you know, what do they say? I have to see your hands?
Yeah.
You have to see the same thing. Who is that? It's a moral imperative. So, guy moves toward the bad guy, has a light, puts the light on him. At this point, the criminal signs up for stupid. Rather than showing his hands, he moves toward the homeowner and gets a bullet. He runs. The police pick him up. The good news is, this isn't the first rodeo, the first hurricane for the police or either. They have some very high water vehicles that will get there often one way or another. I had a friend who by daytime was in a boat. Some guys were shooting at rescuers. And, you know, if you want to attract attention, the police piled on when you start shooting at rescuers. Okay, it takes the police a while. But, again, are you prepped? Do you have a firearm, food, water, flashlight? Cell phones are going to go out often a short wave, or marine band radio is really helpful.
Right.
How does that jive with the kit that you would have in your location?
I don't have any form of communication beyond mobile phone. I'm thinking, and I have been thinking for quite some time about getting one of those handheld ham radios.
Yep.
And then going out and actually getting the ham license, because most of the people I know that have them don't.
Right. Right. And now you don't have to do Morse code anymore. Come on. It's pretty straightforward.
I was actually Morse code qualified in the military. And
oh, that's right. You're a comms guy.
Yeah, after you listen to code for 8 hours, you don't ever want to hear. I mean, I can say Rob Morse, but if I say Morse code,
you break out in a sweat.
I just break out in a sweat. Okay. So, yeah.
One thing that is fun about this story, and we've still got a little time before we have to go to the next break. Often, the standard description is barricade in a room, call the police, let them sort it out. Don't get in a firefight in your home.
Right.
I'm sorry. The police could be a half hour away, could be hours away. This is one where we have to break the rules. You have to go sort it out. Yeah. You have to leave the safe barricade of your bedroom because the police just might not get there.
Right.
So the good and bad, the exciting parts of real life, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that part of it, yeah. But, I mean, this kind of thing smacks all the time. Every time I regard one of these instances or something, I look at everything I'm trying to do, everything I may be trying to do. And it smacks me right in the face, and I just ask myself, am I ready? Am I that good? Am I going to be as good as this person was? Am I going to be as good as that person was?
I'm going to make a prediction here, Bill.
Sure.
Yes, most people don't take training. You've taken it, you know, as soon as you took any training beyond your CCW, you're up in the 1%.
Right.
Now, you and I are second-guessing ourselves because we're studying these examples in such detail. But I think it's accessible. No, I think you're going to do great because you have the – what's hard for most people to get, and what I really appreciate your show for, it's a double-edged problem. You and I want to avoid violence at all costs and then be able to throw the switch and react with violence until the threat goes away and
right.
to be able to turn it back off. That takes real presence of mind. It takes a lot of thought. Isn't that crazy? And it's not particularly intellectual. It takes maybe some force-on-force training, reading through these stories so you realize, what the heck? Someone really is breaking into my house because I know that happens.
Right. Yeah. That yeah. I would have to agree with. The constant reassessment and everything and asking the questions and when we come into in the next segment, I want to ask you about a couple things. You know, have you made any changes lately to what you carry and all that other stuff? But let me ask you this: since you have been doing Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, is there anything that you have done that you said to yourself, "I'm glad that I didn't have to face that gunfight"? Doing what I normally do, and I'm glad I saw this so I know to go this route.
A young lady who works in the office was being set up to be a target.
Right.
And she saw it and just ran. and I'm thinking, you know, these were a bunch of guys with gang tattoos in a pickup truck. Criminals, redneck, hillbillies, yes, boat right both times. And I think she might have been smarter than I was, you know. The fact that I can prevail doesn't mean I shouldn't run.
Yeah. Well, that part of it, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that part of it. But running, I think the gunfight that you don't fight is the best one, don't you?
Amen. And periodically I hear stories where I start to think I could defend myself and my family. Yeah, but could I run with them successfully? Yeah, that's probably still the best answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, part of the problem for me is that my knees are so bad, I may not have any choice but to stand.
Unless we can get you on a bicycle.
Well, yeah, if they get me on a bicycle, they're smoked. I will tear them a new one on that one, let me tell you. Just tear it up.
Okay,
just tear
wheels.
It up. Yeah. One day we ought to do something on combat fitness and see what level of fitness, and we ought to try to design something to mimic something. That's in the future. Let me, before we go to break, Self-Defense Gun Stories. That's the podcast. Polite Society Podcast. That's the podcast. Then there's Slow Facts WordPress Blog. There's ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand, and if you go to any of the other aggregators out there, I see people reprinting Rob's stuff, of course, without his permission, because he would give it to him anyway. He's all over the place. My guest is Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour so far, and continuing on through the rest of this hour, is Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories. Have you changed anything about your kit lately, about what you carry on a daily basis?
I've been reviewing these stories and looking at people who collect data on them. I'm thinking the second mag that's in my pocket.
Yeah.
Is useful if, you know, things get bizarre, but in practical terms, it would be more like being struck by lightning than that I'll actually need that second mag.
Right.
Okay, I got it. It's cheap insurance. But it may be more of a rabbit's foot. I don't know that it's actually doing any good. And sometimes if I'm carrying shorts, I don't bother to put on a mag pouch to carry a second mag.
Right.
Beyond that, no, other than being reminded that there are not safe places. Yeah.
So when you say, are you carrying spare ammo, or are you just carrying one spare magazine? You're carrying two?
I'm carrying two, except when I'm usually, this is Louisiana in the summertime. Sometimes I'm in shorts and then don't even bother. Yeah, just what's in the gun.
Same gun, though.
The gun didn't change. Nope, gun didn't change. Maybe if I was going to do it over, I would have started at appendix. But I may not be too old to learn a new trick. Who knows?
I know a lot of people that do carry appendix style, except they carry... There's only so many guns you can carry that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to... Like, I have fallen in love here recently with the CZP09, which, you know, that's like trying to stuff a box of Wheaties in the front of your pants with that thing. But the thing about it is, it's a 19-round magazine, and it is it's a double-action, single-action... And I typically, and it's hammer fired, which is, you know, typically that's just not my thing unless it's a Nighthawk. So,
right.
I've discovered it and I'm really liking it. And I could see, believe it or not, I could see going with one spare magazine with a gun like that. Because you got 19 on tap, you got 19 in your pocket, 38 rounds on tap. That's not bad.
Wow. Well, you can, you know what? Okay. Let's go to your side of the argument.
Right.
I'm thinking of the Nigerian mall attack.
Right.
Someone who was armed like that would have been a absolute godsend. Absolutely true. There are examples. They do happen. We've seen it fortunately, not as much here.
It's interesting that you would point that out, because one of the reasons in South Africa, the CZ pistol brand is referred to as Seiska. And most of the people responding to that, because what happened in Nigeria, in Kenya rather, was that the word went out and a bunch of civilian concealed carriers convened on the place, and a lot of them went with CZs. A lot of them went with Glock as well, but a lot of them went with CZs, and I get it. I fully get it why you would carry that gun out there. That is just a marvelous piece of hardware.
Well, and you watch. I've seen some of the videos of that event. Not exactly my usual fare in self defense gun stories. These guys were largely competitors.
Right. IPSC.
So they go ahead.
Weren't they IPSC competitors?
I'm not sure whether it was IPSC, USPSA. I couldn't tell which. They didn't look to be the full-on crazy race guns.
Right.
At least the examples that I saw. These gentlemen helped get hundreds and hundreds of frightened victims out of the store under fire. Meaning if one of these terrorists was going to put up their head, they'd get the terrorists to put their head back down, which let people escape. They were willing to advance in toward the gunfire and saved countless lives. So, yeah, it made a phenomenal difference there. Absolutely makes sense.
Have you ever tried the VP9?
I have not.
I think you might would like to try the VP9.
Okay.
Simply because of it's the same. It's basically the same size as the Glock 19. Now, you know, I've gone the no more Glocks for me route. If you didn't know that, I'm telling you now.
With the exception of the agency, right?
With the exception of agency, and so I'm, you know, when I'm looking around for a out of the box carry gun, that's, you know, after all this time, I'm trying to figure out what it is. And right now, the two that I'm switching back and forth between is this VP9 and that PO9. Although, as soon as they get one in, I'm going to try a CZP10, which is so close to the Glock 19 that it actually fits into some of the Glock 19 holsters. And there are some people out there. Now, everybody calls them this. You know, they say it's a Glock killer. So that tells you right there where the standard is set. But if their striker fired is as good as this PO9, and I haven't tried any of their steel guns yet. I mean, never. So, I mean, I'm actually in this little adventurous phase right now. As I say, no more Glocks for me. Now I can shoot this and this and this and this. And try it all.
This is the great news. We are living in the golden age of self-defense firearms.
Yes.
You know. Now, you were driving a SIG for a while. What did you think about the sort of taller bore axis? It's true. Was it easily manageable? You're a fairly robust man. You know what recoil is and how to manage it.
I found the SIG P320 to be a, after you got used to the trigger. The trigger is but see, the trigger on the VP9, it's the same thing. After you're coming off of a Glock, you have to get used to the trigger. I found the gun itself to be to have very good manners, good manners, and the full size service pistol. I love that gun. I'm getting the new trigger put on it. I think SIG is doing the right thing. I am not. I'm not about to turn my back on SIG. SIG is, as far as I'm concerned, if you're looking at it and you want to look at them and compare them to a watch company, they're sort of the Rolex of the gun world. They make guns that have been used by all special forces branches all over the world. You know, you look back at the history of Glock. Glock's had how many recalls? Plenty of them.
Sure.
How many recalls? And they're Gen 5. I'm looking at their Gen 5, and you know what? It looks like they're Gen 2 to me.
Yeah.
They've gone back to being the Gen 2. They've added a couple things to it. So I'm not too upset about missing Glock. You know, there's a couple things about Glock that are still holds true today. It's a simple gun, 31 moving parts, so it's going to run. But the VP9 right now, if you buy the VP9, I don't know if it's still going on, but I bought mine during Magpalooza. So I bought the grayscale gun, which is a law enforcement gun, which came with three magazines, and then they sent me four more for free. So, hey.
And what's the attraction of the VP-10?
The CZ-P-10?
Okay, the C-10?
Right. The CZ-P-10 is their striker-fired gun, CZ's striker-fired gun. The VP is the H&K striker-fired gun.
Right. I'm trying to... It looks like they took a Glock 19 and gave it a couple of curves, and it looks like it comes with real sights.
Yes.
What a revolutionary idea.
Yeah. Well, growl. You know. Glock, their revolutionary ideas was to go back to where they started from, which, as long as they don't have the polymer magazines. Did you ever run a Glock with a polymer magazine when they first came out?
It's got a polymer body, but aren't there steel lips up at the top?
Yeah, but in the beginning, everything was polymer.
Ay, ay, ay.
And when you would load the magazine, it would expand, and it would go into the gun real easy. But like if you went to drop the magazine, you had to tug it out.
I'm enough of a competitor that would be a no-no.
Yeah, so they have definitely they've definitely changed a few things for the good. It's just that I don't know. I'm just tired of. For me, with Glock, it was like whenever they wanted you to buy a new gun, they just create a new caliber, and you'd have to buy all four just to be the Glock guy. We talked too much. We're running out of time. So,
well, what that means, we'll have to come back and do it again. And I do notice that the VP9, I just had a student who has small hands. The VP9 is configurable.
Yes, three different ways. Go give that one a look. You might like that. You'll find the links to selfdefensegunstories.com with the podcast show notes. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to talk about the 21st century CCW combat, how that's waged, the way to go, with Daniel Shaw of Gunfighter Cast when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.